I love playing shows with glasses on. Come on.
1, 2. Hey, is that even distorted at all, motherfucker? 1, 2. Is that even... God damn it, man. I'm a fucking perfectionist and shit. I gotta get my... I'm a visionary. I gotta make this sort of sound right. 1, 2, okay. This outside shit is a different animal. Come on, 1, 2, hey. Is that distorted enough, though, man? You need some more of that fucking grit, don't you?
Yeah. Woo! Yeah.
It's gritty?
Yeah.
Todd.
Four.
Yeah, that's okay. You want some more distortion?
Yeah.
Come on.
Give me some more.
Who the fuck are all these people, man? Yeah, if it tastes like chicken and it smells like tea, you know that fish didn't come from the sea. Come on, man. Yeah. Yeah. That's what you're always asking for. Anyway, Todd. And that's my sound guy back there, Todd, man. So if it sounds like shit, blame him, motherfucker. The first time I ever did a show for Chris Johnson, who put on... Let's have a whole round of applause for Chris Johnson. He put on this stuff, man. He looted his ass. Come on. We got to make sure that... Come on. Come on. Come on. Hello. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Chris Johnson. But that's my sound guy back there, Todd. So if it sounds like shit, it's his fault, okay?
Turn the fuck off.
Are you sure? Because my fucking speakers sound like they're breaking and shit. It's okay. I turned it up. That's why. Fuck it. We got that voice going. We're all good. Let me get that old slide guitar sound down. Hey, man. This is why you got to have a sound check. But festivals, you can't do that.
Fuck it. We don't need it.
Yeah, whiskey check, motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
Hallelujah. Man, I had the same tube rubbers in my pocket for a week and a half. That's bad news, man. You know, you know it's bad when you got to throw away a rubber because it's been in your pocket too long. You know it's bad news when the constable shows up at your fucking door.
Nobody can ever hear you
anyway.
Just do it.
I sure got a lot of shit talkers in the audience.
Shut up!
But I'm the number one shit talker. Don't you ever forget it. It's hard to see this shit. I can't even tell if it's on in the light. I had to take some,
Yeah, that's good.
Ashton, right? Ashton, everybody, round of applause for Ashton. He been around here. Austin, well, that's where I'm from. That's where I'm from. Who asked you? He's my grandson. I hope y'all enjoy. I was 3 years old when I gave birth to his mama. We're getting there, sonny boy.
I'm gonna take a shit.
Todd's gonna take a shit, he just said. Well, good luck in there. That yellow thing at the bottom of that shit, that's mine from that Indian taco header. Nobody's gonna fuck me now. Thank you, sir. All right, I appreciate that. You wanna do that? What you talking about?
Oh,
him.
Yeah, you ready?
Then why not?
Make him play already.
All right, he heated up a really cold night last year. Right here at the Deep Blues Festival. Second year in a row. Let's keep it going. You know who he is. You all know who he is.
Long, happy home, long to my life.
deep blues. Catch a fire, sit on down. I got a tea on my way. When the spirit comes, lady, I want this motherfucker jumping up and down. Let me see y'all jump right here. Jump! Number one. We got one down. You know when you shit and piss and the next and you shit again? That's called a number three, by the way. I know there's some girl recording every third song. We ain't got to that one yet. That's a long time ago, man. Let's do it like this. Take it, Leroy. Well, I'm a death eating creep in a white trash town. My world starts up when the sun goes down. And I roll a speed in a hell of a night. All of my shit that I'm in the field. All right, we are here. The other day. Oh yeah, yeah, we're over there. And Conrad got mad at me because I kept pulling my pecker out and waving it around. I can't help it, it's fun for me. Justin left earlier, but you asked Justin with the Black Diamond Heavies, that's my best friend, and we like to whip our dicks out and, you know, have a good time. Hello, freak the shit out of you, motherfucker. Whip it out! Oh, we might do that in a little while, just look out. Anyway, last night, Conrad, his Mennonite self, with his humble, modest personality, that's possessed by Paul James that I'm talking about, by the way, Conrad. How's that good music? Growing up that way, he was He was grown up to be modest and humble and submissive to society, and lived to help society and everything like that. And a cock hanging out, he's something like he wants to see. So he told me, you're just a boy, man. I said, you're acting like a boy. I said, shit, I'm a man, motherfucker. Look at that. And so I passed out at the club last night in Minneapolis over there at the Triple Rock. And I woke up with him spanking my cheek and my forehead with his pecker. And so I reached up and I grabbed it and I cut it right the fuck off. And now he has no cock, okay? So everybody say hello to Cockless fucking Conrad, John Conrad Wirt. That's his name. He lives in Bandera, Texas. Over there by Kerrville, Texas. You can go visit him and see his magnificent cut-off cock. That's for you, Conrad. Thank you for pointing me out in the fucking crowd when I'm trying to fucking support you. I hate your ass. I love you. I love you. He's a good man. God bless him. And God bless Mudlow. Those are good boys that I know over there in England. They saw me. Get angry and throw shit off the stage and be an asshole. But I still got paid, didn't I? Come on. Anyway, let's go to a drinking song since we're all about my alcoholism. Those boys from American Relay, he told me I was gonna be the death of us all. And I said, do you mean that my assholeness is gonna ruin the punk rock blues? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, it's a crash course, motherfucker. Let's go down. Where's my whiskey? Oh, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. If it was anything but whiskey, I was going to do a stage dive and go beat the shit out of someone. I'm sorry I talk so much, but this is how I catch my breath, and this is how everybody, okay, alcoholism is a lean, baby. It's a lean. You don't want to make it a fall down, you want to make it a lean, baby. Let's do this. This is an old two-hander right here, my boy. Shit to me or what? No. Here it is. I'm sorry, Todd. I can't see the lights on this shit. Here we go. Thank you.
to sleep, the night goes by so slow. I'm losing you, cause I feel so alone. You're just a woman and you got no soul. You're just a devil with a heart so cold. Time like you, you know, where the heaven time locked up. What they do with me when I got no soul?
Puke off my guitar. Hey, it was a drinking song, so I thought I'd puke. That's good loving. That, when you puke on your guitar when you're playing music, that means you can eat good pussy. That means you're a good pussy eater. Oh, is doing somebody really? Did somebody just go like that? Are you fucking serious? We'll get it together. Have a Deep Blues Fest. Come on, man. How about you, Brent? How about Reverend Jedi? Anybody get to see that motherfucker yesterday? I've known him since 84. I poked his eye out in 84. That's what happens when you cross me. We're good friends now. Y'all want to hear a country song before I go into the blues again? Y'all want to hear that old 18-wheeler fever? You want to hear a new country song I wrote? You want to hear a new country song? I went to my doctor. I said, "Man, I got bad breath." He said, "Well, you need to either stop scratching your ass or quit biting your fingernails."
New song.
I said, "Fuck you." I was going with the bad breath. I love eating ass too, man, as long as it's shaved and sweet. Let me play a new song for you, okay? How about that? And then we'll get into that old blues. A song I wrote for my ex-girlfriend. We broke up in December, and she's been sober for 7 months. And hand me that whiskey. She's been sober for 7 months, and I've been drunk for 18 years now. So like, which steps? The one where she unbuttons my pants and sucks on it? Step one, unbutton my pants. Step two, undo the zipper. Step three, pull down the underwear. Step four, suck on that fucking dick, Rich. Yeah, I guess she did do the steps, but that was before she quit drinking. Let me try to play this old country song for you. This is called Still Drunk, Still Crazy, Still Blue. That's a waltz, so I want all you white-ass motherfuckers that know how to waltz to fucking waltz your ass away. With a broken part of me, it troubles so hard. And a broken part of you is your half-filled up heart. After all we've been through, and even after I lost you, I'm still drunk, I'm still crazy, I'm still blue. This sweat gets so cold, alone every night. There ain't nothing on TV, nothing ain't right. Rolling and rolling all the night through. I'm still drunk, I'm still crazy, I'm still blue. Slim over there, just in the middle of this shit, because he knows what I'm talking about. Well, listen here. With a broken part of me, there's trouble so hard, and a broken part of you, half filled up heart, rolling and rolling. All the night through, I'm still drunk, I'm still crazy, I'm still blue. I'm still drunk, I'm still crazy, I'm still blue. I'm glad to say we've been on the road. We were on the road at Hillstone for the last couple months. Wait, what?
Hillstone!
What? What?
Black
Daddy. Oh, no. That's Henry. Hillstone. We were on the road with Hillstone a couple months ago, and that was a good time. We called it the fighting and fucking tour, because I got laid every night, and I got in a lot of fights. That's called whiskeyism. Whiskeyism. It's not alcoholism, it's whiskeyism. Who wants to fight? Who wants to fuck? Come on, either way. Whip it out, punch it out. I don't care, either way. I don't fucking give a shit anymore, man. I'm running this shit right in the ground, goddammit. At least until we got another president, because this fucking shit sucks a dick. Hey, and for the touring bands out there, come on. It ain't money in the bank anymore, it's money in the tank. God damn it. Y'all gonna see the end of the touring band unless y'all start paying more money again. Because you're gonna see drink prices going up. You're gonna see drink prices going up. You know why? Because they gotta pay bands more money than you can play over there, man. And I'm sorry to say that. But pay that goddamn money so I can get my fucking money, motherfucker. Because I don't wanna be poor. I'm already in debt. I'm trying to get out of debt. I'm fucking making deposits every week so that I can pay off this fucker and this fucker and everything like that. I'm tired of this shit. I'm sick and fucking tired of this shit. Come on, let's make a painting. Let's all paint together. Hey, fuck it all. Let's just all fuck. Fuck it. I don't care about money. You know what I care about? Sticking that fucking dick up in that hole and pulling it in, pulling it out, sticking it in, pulling it out. I can't. That's all I care about. I'm sorry, I'm a sex addict. Hey, my name is Scott Byram, and I'm a sex addict. And I know John from the Black Diamond Heavies, he fell off the wagon earlier this week, and I'd just like to dedicate this whole show to him and the wagon that was a mile and a half over the path. Come on. I always say I don't jump off the wagon, I don't get on the wagon, I just run alongside it. But it's goddamn 2 miles up the fucking road nowadays. Man, I can't even see it anymore, man. We're gonna have to make a Clint Eastwood movie about this shit. The same birthday as Muddy Waters and Robert Downey Jr. So we're gonna play some blues and we're gonna get fucked up. You know, it took them down twice. Tired. Take them down. What the hell? We got about a good 15, 20 minutes, don't we? Is everybody having a good time? Ten? About 10?
Come on.
Hey, raise your hand if you want me to get the fucker off stage. Okay, because I'm going to find which one of you. Raise your hand because I'm going to come fucking kick your ass. Song, one of these blues songs again. Hey, oh no, shit, fuck it. I don't know what to do. We're gonna do this old. This is old, another Mississippi Fred McDowell. This is old blues. So we did Blues Fest. We're gonna play the real blues for you. And that old pussy licking blues, you know what I'm talking about?
Thank you.
Song. This is a little song I wrote back in NAMM. We were hunkered down in the fucking little pit down there in NAMM, and we were hunkered down in there, and there just happened to be a fucking guitar around, and I started writing the lyrics for this song, playing this shit. I tuned it down to a goddamn open D, and we did this shit back in NAMM. So I'm gonna write this song for you. I'm gonna play this song for you. I wrote back in NAMM. I hope you enjoy it. It's for my friend Danny from Japan. It's for you, Danny. Danny, wave your hand if you can hear me. Danny, I'm talking to you. This song's for you. Wave your hand at me, you half Japanese motherfucker. It's all I wrote back in NAMM.
Thank you.
whole song I wrote back in NAMM. They say one more. They say one more song. What do y'all say? I promised somebody I'd play this song, so I'm going to do this for y'all. I hope y'all like this. This is the old gospel song. This is a little song I wrote back in NAMM. This is an old song I wrote when I had my dick between some old grandma's titties a long time ago.
Hope you like this shit.
I love it when they say one more song because I talk a lot before I do the next one. And then I make a medley of like 15 songs or more. You know, fuck Seagram's man, but thank you for having it and giving it to me. A little song I wrote back in the name, it's a little gospel song. Hope you bring it to church, tell your preacher. Hey, baby, you feeling all right? You feel all right? You look kind of angry. It's all right. I'm talking to you, Blackie. Anyway, I wrote a little song back in NAMM. This is a little song I wrote back in a preaching song. Feel good about killing people. Well. Thank you.
stupid shit, fuck the dumb shit, you know, like, I like old black players who just say, fuck that dumb shit, you just take it. I say line.